20 minutes past the hour, we are on the phone with the manager of the Neverly Brothers. They're going to be performing at the Timberlake Playhouse near Mount Carroll tomorrow. He's also president of Digging Records. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Real good, thank you. The Neverly Brothers. So what can people expect when they experience this concert tomorrow at Timberlake Playhouse?
Well, first of all, I am, what you said, the president and all of these things, but I'm actually the leader of the band and the front man and guitar player and one of the singers as well.
How about that?
So what they can expect is a very unique presentation of rock and roll history coming alive before their very eyes. It's sort of a virtual tour of rock and roll from the beginnings in America in the 1950s to the next phase, which was the British invasion of 1964. That's in general what they can expect. And I can go into more detail, too, if you'd like.
That'll be no problem. So it's the Neverly Brothers. I would imagine it's kind of a take on Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers, but it does sound like there's more.
Yes. Initially, the group started out 16 years ago as more focusing on Everly Brothers and Beatles music, so there was a lot of the harmonies that are very similar. John Lennon, Paul McCartney pretty much admitted and cited proudly that they were influenced heavily by Phil and Don Everly. Those were their influences, and they tried to sound like that on their early records when just the two of them were singing. So I was always a Beatles fan and a 60s British Invasion fan, and then I was sort of pulled into the 50s by the Everly Brothers, and I was made aware somehow that they were the ones who pretty much inspired the Beatles, and then that just got me to listening to more of the 50s music. So our show basically is like a tour bus. It's a virtual tour bus. Anyone who comes into the theater this tomorrow at the Playhouse at Timberlake will basically be in a virtual rock and roll bus tour. I would be and will be the virtual tour guide. So we start our tour with setting a time machine to 1957, and I tell the audience we're going to travel around America in our first set, and we stop at different cities virtually and all around America to celebrate the pioneers of rock and roll that came from those towns, show their geographic origins, their significance in rock and roll history and their uniqueness. And then we wrap up our first set and say we're going to now celebrate the music that the American rhythm and blues and rock and roll artists inspired, which was the British Invasion. So we take a break and we basically go over to England now, where our tour continues, and we start in Liverpool with the Beatles, who, of course, brought that music to the world with their appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show, and to America. And so we go from different cities now in England to celebrate the British groups. So we'll go from Liverpool with the Beatles, and we'll go to London for the Rolling Stones or Dave Clark Five, and Manchester, where Herman's Hermits and the Hollies were from, and Newcastle, where the Animals were from. And each city, we tell about the band a little bit. We play a song, we tell a story, and there's a few different unique aspects of the show. Part of it is the narrations that I do. The other part is the chronological sequence of how rock played out from one era to the next. And the other aspect that's unique is when we do the British Invasion music, we're playing mostly the songs that they were imitating American artists' original recordings. Twist and Shout, great example. The Beatles' 1964 hit, originally recorded in 1962 by the Isley Brothers here in America, rhythm and blues singing group. So that's the kind of the whole concept that makes it unique, fun, engaging, and the people come off from the show learning more about the history of rock and roll. They learn more about the artists, even if they lived through it or they've heard the songs before.
Well, it sounds like it's not only going to be entertaining but educational as well, Kevin. Now, who else is up on the stage with you?
We're a three-piece band, so my brother, Kegum Girgosian, is the drummer. He stands up playing the drums. He's right to my right, shoulder to shoulder. So that's a unique kind of instrumentation. Only a bass drum and a snare drum and brushes, but he creates quite a rhythm. And he sings lead as well as I do, and we both harmonize together. Also, to my left on the stage is our upright bass fiddle player, Mike Bradburn, and he sings a lot of the harmonies and the background vocals.
So again, the Neverly Brothers tomorrow at the Timberlake Playhouse in Mount Carroll. Do you guys do a lot of touring locally, nationally? How's that work for you?
Yes, we do. Probably the majority of our shows are in the Midwest, but we travel out to the coast. We've been to California. We've been out to Atlantic City, 4 of the last 5 years doing long like residencies in large theaters out there. So wherever we go, people like it because they love the concept of a rock and roll tribute from Elvis to the Beatles, and then featuring the Neverly Brothers is how we place it afterwards, so people will understand what it is and won't get confused or not know what the name of the band means. So the concept is very appealing, and there's a lot of people out there who really love what we do, and they can relive their youth or they can learn a lot if they didn't grow up in those in that era.
Yeah, again, visiting with Kevin of the Neverly Brothers. Are going to be at the Timberlake Playhouse tomorrow evening up near Mount Carroll, Illinois. Now, Kevin, what is this a typical venue that you guys play in?
Yeah, I mean, our venues that we do for the theaters, we play are anywhere from, 350, 400 to 1,400 seats. And one other unique aspect of our show is we have a multimedia presentation of a slideshow on a giant screen behind us. And it's got a lot of images and slides that are continuous throughout the whole show, which coincide with what we're doing. It gets people into it. It shows images of artists or images of cities or places we're going. So it's just really like this whole bus tour. And we also dress in the period of each era. So 1950s, the first half, we look like these 50s rock and roll guys with slick suits all matching, yokes on the shoulders, string ties. The second half, we do the British Invasion. We kind of look like the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, but we're not impersonators of them. We're representing all those groups of 1964.
Well, that's great. It sounds like it is going to be a tremendous show. If people would like to find out more information about your group and about the show, how can they best do that, Kevin?
They can go to the Timberlake website, and they can also go to our website, which is www.theneverlybrothers.com. And I know that they still have tickets available, but they're selling pretty quickly because the show is tomorrow.
I would think so. Kevin, again, thanks so much for taking time to visit with us, and enjoy the show yourself, okay?
Thanks much. Thanks for having us, Gary.
All right.